The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. In the hills of California, at a secret base, Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders are in training for an undisclosed assignment. But every time they attempt a maneuver, a mysterious yellow plane has appeared and kept them under observation. When Jim and four of his own planes went after it, the yellow plane opened fire, seriously wounding Jim's pilot. When the yellow plane landed, its occupant vanished through some woods in a waiting car. Obviously, there has been a leak. Information acquired by our military intelligence indicates that one of Jim's replacements, Jeff Parker, is known to have talked. In an effort to unravel the mystery, Jim has arranged with the authorities to give liberty passes to a handful of his men, including Jeff Parker. The result is a telephone call in a nearby city, which would interest Jim very much if he knew about it. The call is from a young lady to a certain restaurant manager.
Swiss Clark Restaurant, the manager speaking.
Mr. Bergman, this is Miss Wilson, Clara Wilson.
Yes, Miss Wilson.
I'm calling at the request of Private Parker. He wants you to reserve his usual table at 6 this evening.
Private Jeffrey Parker? He's still in town?
No, he telephoned me from his camp, but he will be in town this evening for an overnight furlough.
Ah, very good, excellent. You may leave everything to me, Miss Wilson.
Yes, I know. Is there anything else, Mr. Bergman?
I trust Mr. Parker is enjoying his new surroundings.
Why, I don't think so from the way he talked. He says the only excitement so far was when a civilian plane got mixed up with some army planes over the camp.
A civilian plane, you say? A mistake, of course.
That's what Mr. Parker's leader, Captain Bradley, I think it is, told the men. Just a mistake.
So... Well, it will be nice to see Mr. Parker so soon again. And, of course, your charming self, Miss Wilson.
Don't worry. I know what I have to do. I'll be there at 6 this evening.
Yes, indeed. I will have everything ready, rest assured. Auf Wiedersehen, Miss Wilson.
Goodbye.
So the little fly is returning to the spider's parlor, huh? All goes well, Max. Our friends in Tokyo will be glad to learn that soon we shall eliminate these troublesome raiders, together with their leader, Jungle Jim.
We'll see whether the enemy agent's evil prediction comes true in just a moment. Right now, let's talk about the movies. You know, when you go to the movies, there are certain stars whose pictures never let you down. Bing Crosby, Humphrey Bogart, Spencer Tracy, Bob Hope. These and many others are names that guarantee your entertainment. And the same is true of the names you find in the Comic Weekly. Flash Gordon, Prince Valiant, The Phantom. These and 24 others are your assurance of big-time features. Features that make the Comic Weekly stand for Adventure Time. Features that make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. That's why 15 leading Sunday papers from coast to coast are proud to distribute the Comic Weekly. One of our great distributors brings the Comic Weekly to this area. Ask for it every Sunday. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now back to Bradley's Raiders and Jungle Jim.
All right now, Parker. Got all your gear together?
Well, if I haven't, the only thing I've missed is a kitchen stove. Now, what now, Sarge?
Well, you're going over the obstacle board. Throw your climbing hook up and see how fast you can get to the other side. 15 seconds is par for the course.
15? Carrying all this junk? Hey, are you kidding?
You'll be glad of this training someday.
Stop it, Sarge. I've been hearing that ever since they gave me this GI monkey suit. I haven't seen the glad day yet.
Maybe you don't live right. Okay, start. Atta boy, you're doing fine. Come on, get the lead out. Just pretend there's a nice thick steak on the other side waiting for you. That's it. Up you go. Now, what are you waiting for?
Now that I'm up, how do I get down off this thing?
The same way you got up, lunkhead. Climb down. Come on. That's the way. Take your time now. That board is 20 feet high. A little more now. Easy. All right, you can drop now.
Phew. Oh, brother, what a waste of time.
You ain't kidding. Took you 27 seconds. Elsie, the cow could do it in less time than
that. Okay, okay. I never asked to join this outfit in the first place.
Don't blame the outfit just because you can't measure up.
And now you talk like old Fuss and Feathers himself.
Who's that?
Our fearless leader, Jungle Jim. Excuse me, Captain Bradley.
Oh, you don't like him?
He's all right. Just takes things too seriously.
No, ain't that hard lines. With nothing to think about but the biggest war on the books.
All right, all right. I might have known you'd stick up for him.
Me? I don't even know the guy. Never seen him. But look, you got to latch onto a different slant, Parker.
Now, lay off, will you? I'll latch onto a different slant in town this evening. At a swell dinner at the Swiss Clock with a nifty little pigeon.
The Swiss Clock? You hit the swill in a snazzy joint like that on soldiers' pay?
Don't be silly. Of course not. I got dough. I've been going there for years. Why, the manager treats me like a king.
Oh, excuse me, Your Majesty. But you better get your royal uniform policed up for inspection.
I say, what about you? You're on liberty tonight, too, aren't you?
Now, you're tooting, brother. I'm going to the adjutant's right now to pick up our passes. I'll see you later.
Oh, for once, it'll be a pleasure to see you, Sarge, if you've got my liberty pass in your mitt. I'll go down to the barracks and see what room service can do about getting my dinner jacket cleaned and pressed.
Sergeant Matthews reporting, sir.
Oh, yes, Eddie's Matthews. I'm glad you're here.
Begging the captain's pardon, sir, but... why is the captain changing the civilian clothes?
I'm expecting trouble, Sergeant.
Oh.
If it doesn't work out the way it ought to, it'll be better if I'm not in uniform.
Trouble, sir?
Real trouble. And you're going to help me, Sergeant.
Glad to, sir, if you'll tell me how.
No, that's easy. You're going to start the trouble.
I am, sir?
I understand that you and Private Parker aren't exactly buddies.
Well, Parker's all right, sir. At least he would be if he didn't think everyone was down on him.
Good for you, Sergeant. That's what I think. But there's been a leak about the Raiders. Something to do with that mysterious yellow plane. And G2 has traced the leak to Private Parker.
Do you think he's connected with that plane?
They think he might be. He talked a little too freely in a restaurant called the Swiss Clock.
That's where he's having dinner tonight, sir.
Yes, I know. The camp switchboard has been listening in on all calls under orders. He's having dinner with a girl named Clara.
Excuse me, sir, but what about the rest of the men you gave passes to?
Their activities will all be checked, the same as you and I will check on Parker's.
Yes, sir. Just what do we do?
If there's anything fishy about that restaurant, about Parker, we've got to find out what it is. So we'll stir up some trouble and see what they do.
That sounds pretty simple, sir.
It won't be simple once it begins. Now, you go into town as you normally would, and meet me outside the Swiss Clock at 5:30.
Yes, sir. I made a deal with one of the colonel's orderlies to give me a hitch as far as Western Avenue. I can thumb my way to...
There he is, Matthews. Parker and the young lady just got out of the cab in front of the restaurant.
Well, she's not exactly my type, but she's okay on the eyes.
Now, we'll give them a few minutes, and then we'll go in ourselves.
You know, I don't get this, sir. I've known Parker almost as long as he's been in the Army. He's made plenty of beasts, and he hasn't got the right slant, but I can't figure him as selling out his own country.
I can't either. It can't be for money. He's already got more than he'll ever need. But if this Clara, for instance...
Yeah, some guys turn themselves inside out when the wrong dog gets hold of them.
Might be that way with Parker. Now, you go in first. And remember, we don't know each other.
Yes, sir. Hope this works.
Pick a fight with him and make it look good. I'll take it from there.
Good evening, sir. The gentleman is sure he has not made a mistake?
What's a mistake about it? Ain't Uncle Sam's soldiers good enough for you?
Please, please. But our prices, they are not cheap.
I'll decide that when I see your bill of fare. I guess I can afford a beer at the bar anyways.
As the gentleman wishes.
Attaboy, Gus. Give him a good cheer.
Yes, but not too long. I'm dying up there.
Well, if it ain't the boy wonder himself. Fancy meeting you here and stuff like that.
Why, hello, Sarge. Say, you take a lot of convincing, don't you?
This is where they treat you like a king, huh? Hey, who's the queen?
Oh, sorry, Clara, Miss Wilson, Sergeant Matthews.
Hiya.
It's a pleasure.
You know the gentleman, Mr. Parker?
Yeah, I know him, but he's no gentleman. His snores keep me awake nights.
Oh, you're in the same outfit.
Indeed. Gustav, another cocktail for the sergeant. It is my pleasure.
Oh, now, wait.
Please, please, I insist. It is an honor to serve a member of the famous Quietly Raiders.
How did you know that was my outfit?
Well, Mr. Parker here...
Oh, so you've been blotting your brains out, eh, sonny boy? Maybe Pop ought to put you towards his knee and give you a good spanking.
And hey, take it easy, Sarge. I've known Bergman for years.
That don't cut no ice. You know what the orders were.
Why, you and your orders, you make me sick.
You'll be even sicker before I get through with you.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. My other customers.
Nuts to your other customers. You got a pace in coming to you, Parker, and this here's as good a time as any.
Well, come on outside then, wise guy.
Why wait? Why outside?
Please, Jeff.
Excuse me, miss. As you were, soldiers.
Captain Bradley. Oh, what are you doing out of uniform, sir?
Special undercover assignment on that yellow plane. Now, as for you, Sergeant...
You take your hands off me, chum. I don't know you, and I'm not taking orders from you.
Why, you...
Come on,
Clara.
Let's get out of here.
Do as he says. I will attend to this, Captain Bradley. This is perfect for us. Now, go quickly.
Whatever you say. Hurry, Jeff.
Gustav, attend to these roughnecks. Put them in the wine cellar.
Just a little argument among friends, ladies and gentlemen. I am sorry for the rowdy interruption, but order will be restored, and they will be given a chance to cool their tempers.
Oh, my nose. You feel any better, Captain?
No, not much. Oh, Sergeant, that left of yours is dynamite. It sure is dark in here.
Yeah. I wonder where we are and how long we've been here.
Oh, wine cellar from the smell of it. Oh, boy, what hit me?
Oh, that husky bartender used the blackjack, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Clara, I'm positive I heard voices down here.
Hey, who's that?
Captain Bradley. Captain Bradley.
Hey, this is foolish, Jeff.
It's Parker. In here, Parker. Wherever here is.
It's over this way, in this wine closet. Captain Bradley.
That's right. Get the door open.
That's locked. Now, wait, here's a key hanging by it.
Boy, are we glad to see you, and is it a novelty?
Well, what happened?
You tell us.
Well, Clara and I went for the MPs. When we got back, Bergman said that you'd gone.
He did he? Where's Bergman now?
Oh, probably in his living quarters over the restaurant. Place has been closed for nearly 2 hours.
Come on, I've got things to say to Mr. Bergman.
Hey, did you square things with the MPs, Parker?
Yeah, I got to fill out a report. Clara helped a lot.
I didn't do anything.
Where do we go now?
That's Bergman's back door on the landing up there.
There don't seem to be any lights on in this joint.
Oh, maybe he's out. Maybe we ought to wait till morning.
Oh, wait, nothing. Try the door, Parker.
And a soap.
Well, come on, break it down.
Better move, Clara.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Oh, now what?
Look for a light switch.
Here it is.
Holy smoke, is that...
Yeah. It's Bergman, all right. He's hanged himself.
Cold in a mackerel. Shall we cut him down, sir?
No, it's too late, Sergeant. Leave him for the police.
Why should he do this? Why should he commit suicide?
He didn't, Parker. He was murdered.
Murdered?
Yes. And if we don't get to the bottom of this, all of us will be murdered.